The air raid siren is still sounding the alarm. The Ukrainians say an airstrike destroyed this empty building in the early hours of the morning. It's unclear what the Russians were aiming at. The strike was in the middle of two residential apartments, causing damage to both. 13-year-old Eugene tells us he's not scared, but wants to move.
As we say in Ukraine, nowhere is safe. The Russians just hit everything. They don't care.
Others are just exhausted from the emotional cost of this war.
My 5-year-old grandson and 5-month-old granddaughter fortunately have left. Where are we supposed to go? We're retired. We're still here. Let everybody see it. My son-in-law just buried my daughter. If something happens to him, his children, my grandchildren, won't have parents.
In the neighboring town of Bakhmut, Ukrainians are trying to escape the shelling. All of their possessions packed into suitcases. There's no comfort or respite in this war.
I'm from Severodonetsk. You wouldn't like it. It's horrible. People who have left just have a suitcase and no money, with nowhere to go.
15 people are crammed into this van, heading away from the front line and away from the sound of constant artillery fire. Back in Kramatorsk, they're clearing up and assessing the damage. Most have fled this city.
What are we supposed to do? We will repair everything, but we have no money and no job.
They live on the 7th floor and his wife points to the wall, damaged by the strike. Scenes like this of destroyed buildings exist across the Donbas region. The Russians are about 25 kilometers away from here, but most people understand that Russian forces are able to strike any place and at any time. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Kramatorsk.